WNTN Radio, welcome back to my talk show, Italy Echo. This is your host, Viviana Dragani. And today I have an awesome guest with me, Peg Luke, an Emmy and Grammy nominated artist. She shines as a versatile virtuoso. Her flute melodies have resonated across the globe, gracing renowned venues like New York City's Carnegie Hall. Spanning classical to spiritual compositions, the singer and songwriter's music captivates with deep emotions and vibrant energy, offering listeners an epic and heartfelt experience. Welcome.
Thank you, Viviane. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. So first up, tell us, how did you get started into music? You were very young, right?
Very young. I started piano and theory and ear training and sight singing at the age of 5 with private lessons and group lessons in piano, and then merged into flute at the age of 7 in a very small northwestern Illinois steel town by the name of Sterling, Illinois. Very few people there and very few people that did classical music. But I had amazing private teachers, amazing band instructors, and amazing mentors that could help me through the young period of my life and music, how it touched my soul.
Wonderful. And what is your most ambitious music project so far?
So far, I would say it had to be the Psalm Space music project that I did several years ago with producer Neil Merrick Blackwood in Nashville, Tennessee. We used orchestra, we used choir, we used soloists. It was a project inspired by my love of the Psalms, along with being a dedication to my parents that had passed. You see, I had started in the classical music world. I really spent years and years trying to be the best flutist that I could be. I went to all different stages, including over to London. I did a CD with Chris Petrie, conductor, and the Philharmonic Chamber Orchestra of London. There we did this beautiful flute CD. You can buy it still. And on Centaur Records. And it really inspired me to even go further with my music and my flute. And I've been teaching university for decades, but my parents passed. And during this time, I was really deeply distraught. And I was trying to find music that would help heal me, heal my soul. And I couldn't find music that really touched me. So I thought, why don't I compose a project completely different than my classical upbringing, where I would bring in music that would inspire and help heal the soul. And I believe I did that. We did the project. It was huge. It got distribution. And I got into the Christian music world, more of a more public way to view who I was. Before, I was used to the classical audience, the classical student, the classical realm. And this was completely different. This was the first time that I ever had an entertainment lawyer. I ever had PR. I had radio promotion. It was completely different than what I was brought up with and was taught. And so I was getting really quick lessons very quickly in the midst of all of this. So it came right before the pandemic, and it caught me by surprise. The whole project caught me by surprise. Neil Merrick Blackwood contacted me kind of out of the blue, saying, I'd heard your flute CD from London and I absolutely love it, and I would really like to work with you on a project. And I said, sure, we'll do a flute CD together. That sounds good. And then my parents passed, and everything else kind of went sideways. So that's when the Christian side of things sparked for me. And I started to realize that other people need music to heal themselves by. And I wasn't by myself in this.
Thank you, Peg. And I know you have a very important message to share today with our audience.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, I may be doing okay, but I know others in the world are not. It's hard to get on air and say, I'm feeling great and life is wonderful, because the world is hurting. We are hurting. We need to understand that each one of us is loved. That's the message that I bring now more than ever, more than my music. I hope my music brings love to you in its own way, but we need to understand that we are loved by a higher power. And that higher power for me is God. And love is more powerful than hate. Hate does not bring power. It doesn't bring winning. Love always wins. There's a woman that I absolutely love. I love her writing. Her name is Mary Luti, L-U-T-I. And she writes, "We believe the day is coming when God's grace will change the human heart, and we will live as one with every living thing. We believe the day is coming when Christ's compassion will fill the earth and no one will do harm, be hurt, or feel alone." It's such an important message. And as artists, as musicians, sometimes we really hone in on what we're doing in our craft and how we make things sound good and who we work with. But I have to say that the most important thing and why I do what I do today is to reach people all around the world and proclaim that love is the most important thing that each one of us holds inside of us. And love wins.
Beautiful message to convey. Thank you very much. So You're touching welcome. And heartwarming. Thank you.
Okay.
In this difficult times, especially, we have two wars going
absolutely.
On. So,
and wars within ourselves and war in our country,
right.
Division, you know, it's
right. Very sad.
There's got to be something better. And there is.
There is.
So, I wanted to let you know a little bit about After Psalm Space, and that's why I got into the singles, because of the important messages that I believe God was sending me. And so I'm happy to talk about those, but I know
absolutely.
I interrupted you, Viviana.
Absolutely. So, Peg, 3 years ago, you received a life-altering diagnosis. Nevertheless, you kept an optimistic outlook. Tell us more.
Yes, I kept, well, when I was living in Nashville several years ago, I knew I didn't feel right. And I kept going to church at noon every day and praying for healing. And I kept ending up with horrible, horrible pain. And I ended up in ERs. And it wasn't until my husband and I moved to Colorado that a wonderful ER doctor finally found what was going on. I have a very rare autoimmune disease called mesenteric paniculitis. And for all of those that don't understand what that is, the mesenteric holds all our organs together. It's a very important, actually, they classify it as an organ. And what happens is you have blunt force somewhere in your life. Now, I had a very traumatic birth in 1960, and I was proclaimed a blue baby, and I went right into the ER. And I'm not so sure that blunt birth may have caused this horrible disease. It actually, your mesenteric scars. So all these things that are held together, that all that organ there, it scars and it creates terrible pain. And unfortunately, the disease has gone into my lymph nodes, and the lymph nodes will tend to enlarge. It can lead to cancer, lymphoma, but I don't have it. My blood work comes back really good still. So I pray every day for healing. I pray for positivity. I know that I am not the worst off of all the people that I know. So I feel very happy that I have life today, and I feel good today. And for that, I'm very thankful. So every day is a gift.
It is. I will be praying for you, Peg. Thank you for sharing this.
You're welcome.
So let's keep talking about your music. There is a Christmas album coming in November, right?
In November 1st, it will release. Yes.
Great.
The Christmas Project is kind of a series of five pieces. I made it short intentionally. All of it was remotely recorded except for one piece, which was recorded before the pandemic hit. It was called The Greatest Gift, and it was produced by Neil Merrick Blackwood. It was done in the mountains of North Carolina. The Asheville Children's Choir came out and sang. At last minute notice, they did a beautiful job. Karen Sorrells conducted the choir. We had an Emmy award-winning videographer, Jody Spence, that came out from Nashville and filmed the whole single. We received an Emmy nod with this video. We didn't win, but we were in the last three to be considered. So to me, that was a win. So the Christmas album kind of started out with this greatest gift, with the children singing and myself playing flute. It was a piece that came to me and I wrote it down and then we recorded it. And then Holy Night came and it was me playing flute. Lucas Sater in LA was a producer on that single. We did that once COVID hit. He was in LA and I was down in my studio downstairs and we recorded it remotely. And that is a very familiar tune for everyone. We also recorded In the Bleak Midwinter. It features my husband Jack on vocals and myself on flute. And that was also produced remotely by Neil Merrick Blackwood. I have a piece called O Come. It's a new take on the old familiar carol, O Come, Emmanuel. It has a very Latin flair. Too bad it's not, maybe you could call a little bit of Italian in there, I don't know. And then we have the cover song, Sleep Baby Jesus, also recorded remotely with Neil Merrick Blackwood as a producer. It's another piece that I wrote. It's about the sleeping Jesus, telling him that he needs to sleep because once he comes into this world, he has a lot of problems to help us with. So it's an absolutely beautiful piece. And so this comprises, I call it my baby Christmas project. And it comes out November 1st. It's my first Christmas project ever. And I'm really thrilled with bringing it to you.
And I can't wait to listen to it. Thank you so much.
I hope you
make it. I will for sure. Thank you so much for joining us today, Peg. And best of luck with everything.
Oh, I hope to come back and talk with you again, Viviana. It's been a sheer pleasure. Thank you.